Share Top, we're joined today by Gervais Headley, the new CEO of Gretland Gold. Hello, Gervais.
Hello, Alex.
It's nice to have you back on.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It's nice to be speaking to you again. I think the last time we spoke was Mines and Money Conference.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, when you were in London. Yeah, it was nice to bang into you. I've met you and Callum Baxter, so we've been following the progress of the company over the last few months from about spot 18, I think. You've had a bit going on lately in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, it's been a good couple of weeks. Obviously with the results coming back at from our Ernest Giles drilling program, the discovery of two large zones mineralisation there, and the stock has taken off, which is great.
Yes, I've seen your RNS. Like you said, further drilling results confirm gold mineralisation. Do you want to discuss that a bit?
Sure. Well, I guess the background is that Ernest Giles is covers a large greenstone belt. We have about 1,000 square kilometres there. It's virtually unexplored, and it's in a remote area of Australia. I mean, it takes hours and hours to get there. You've got to fly, drive, and keep driving. We control, a large greenstone belt there, and very little work has been done on it. Western Mining did a little bit of work at our Meadows target many years ago, where they discovered some gold, arsenic, and antimony soil anomalies. Greatland followed that up a couple of years ago with a little bit of wildcat drilling that did hit some gold mineralization, but it was only a few holes that went down. And so, what we decided to do late last year is to do a proper, and fairly ambitious wide-spaced RC drilling campaign at the Meadows target. And we came back with these results, and these results demonstrate that there's two large zones of gold mineralization there, tens of meters of anomalous gold in some holes, the results up to 2 grams a ton. And yes, I guess the latest release there, well, not the latest, but the one last week, was talking about the results of the 1 meter samples. And as I say, we got some decent intersections there, and we're very pleased with those results, given that this was our first really serious attempt there. And I think there's some very interesting targets to follow up now.
I think your investors as well, well, new investors, you know, this is early stuff for you. Just to pick on what you've just said there, so now you're going to prepare to target the Empress Gold targets in the northeast of this section of your license.
Yeah, so that's a different area.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
one thing we're blessed with Ernest Giles is that it is a large area, and we could divide it up into several different projects. We've got the Meadows Gold target, we've got the Empress Gold target, there's a Wishbone target, then there's also the Carnegie Nickel target. So and there's more. I mean, that's just to sort of name a few, as it were. And the Empress Gold target, which we issued a release about the other day, is interesting because there's a large golden soil anomaly there, about 3 kilometres long by 1 kilometre wide. Even though the anomaly there may be actually greater than that, we haven't fully tested it to the east. Also, the values there are quite high. They're up to 5 times higher than the ones that we had at Meadows, where we recently drilled. So, look, it's quite intriguing. Why are we getting these unusually high golden soil anomalies out there? And so we've decided to do a wide-space drilling campaign out there, similar to what we did at Meadows, in essence, to try to prove up the idea that, look, at least conceptually, there could be several gold camps on this Ernest Giles greenstone belt. And, that wouldn't be altogether surprising, given that, it is the major greenstone belts in Western Australia that host the major gold deposits. If we had, a couple of major gold deposits there, long term, it wouldn't be surprising.
We got we use London South East to go around for questions from shareholders, and funnily enough, you've just covered one of the questions there. What the question from one? Could you kindly expand more on Carnegie at the Ernest Giles Nickel Sirius Nova Nickel? That was one of the questions. So
Sure.
you've just hit on that, yeah.
Well, I must admit, I'm not the expert on the Carnegie target. Callum is the expert, but as I understand it, it is a nickel sulfide target. It has a signature similar to other nickel sulfide targets, such as the Nova target. And look, that's another really interesting project for us to pursue at some point. And if any companies are listening, maybe they want to come in and joint venture with us on it. I don't know. It is an interesting one. I think the only issue there at Carnegie is potentially the depth. We think it's maybe 200 to 300 meters down to the potential mineralization there. So look, there's lots of targets, and you know, obviously one of our key responsibilities to shareholders is trying to take them that one step further and demonstrate the potential value and get a re-rating on our stock from the market.
I've got a few questions from your shareholders. Like I said, we collect these across social media because we always try to bridge the gap between companies and shareholders. You don't know what these questions are. Is it okay if I put some of these to you?
Go for it, Alex.
Right. This is the way they're worded, so I'll read them out the way they're worded. It says, Metal Tiger holds shares in GGP. Are they still holding their full allocation? They hold around 300 million warrants. Can you comment on that, please?
They hold 150 million shares and 150 million warrants. They participate in a placement where they got shares at 0.1. So they've done very well, obviously, out of their investment. Their warrants are struck at 0.2. Look, I'm not aware of their position. But we know the team there well. We have a memorandum of understanding around possible joint ventures in Australia with them. And we work closely with them. And I think they are a strong supportive shareholder of what we're doing.
Yeah, I think the reason the shareholders asked that question, because I don't think there's been any updates to the markets. So I think that's why they've asked that question today, to be honest.
Yeah, I've seen some rumours on the Twitter boards, etc., about what's going on. And look, there's been a lot of volume going through the stock, but I haven't been notified.
Okay, no, that's great. So that leads us on to the next one. How does GGP see the joint venture with Metal Tiger maturing? I understand the MOU was signed for a year initially. That touches on what you've just said there, actually.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's going well. We have ongoing dialogue together about different ideas and different projects, I wouldn't be surprised if that MOU was extended. When it comes up, but I mean, I'm not focused on that now. The key is that we have a good working relationship and talk about different projects and different possibilities.
Right, so like I say, you don't know these questions. Here's the next one. What is the profit margin on the mining project like yours? That's a bit straight, isn't it?
look, that's a tough one.
it is, isn't it?
First of all, it depends what project we're talking about. And second of all, I think it's a bit early to be speculating on that. The first step with any barren ground is you've got to detect signs of possible mineralisation through soil sampling or geophysics or whatever you do. Then you have to find evidence of mineralisation such as we recently have at Ernest Giles. Then you need to define that up into a resource, and then there's feasibility studies, and it's only once you get to the feasibility study stage that you actually get a sense of what margins you could make, and to speculate at this point on any of the projects is just too early.
Okay, I shouldn't really say this, but I think this next one, this is a final question for you. I think this was a really good one. Would be good to have a quality review of all projects and where they stand. If not via an RNS, then on GGP's website.
No, look, I think you're right, Alex. It's
a good one,
something we do now and then is put out a strategic overview of our plans, and I think it's probably a good time for us to talk about our strategic outlook for 2017. So. That's something we can get working on and potentially get out here within the next few weeks. As things develop in the background, obviously there's always a lot going on in the background in any of these companies. As those things get sorted out, hopefully we'll be able to put out some sort of strategic outlook for the year.
Thanks very much for answering shareholders' questions there. And just to finish off, what's the key priorities for 2017 for Gretlin Gold, please?
Oh, well, that's like the last question. Well, what are we going to do in 2017? Well,
it's a good one.
If I cut out the RNS, I mean, we'll still have to put out something officially at some point. But look, I think high level, obviously the recent success at Ernest Giles is key, and we want to maximise the value of that asset for our shareholders in any way that we can. And we think at this point in time, the best way to maximise the value of that large asset is to demonstrate that it could host multiple districts of gold. So we need to get out there and do more drilling, such as we're doing at Empress, more soil sampling. So there's lots of prospective options there. Next up, you know, we do intend to go back to Bromus and follow up on the downhole electromagnetics there, which suggested there were a couple of high priority targets for nickel sulfides that our previous drill campaign may have just missed. We're keen to move on with Javier on at some point. We need to get a native title agreement sorted there. And so I don't want to speculate on that, but, you know, hopefully we'll have something sorted there within the next 3 or 4 months. And then in Tasmania as well, we're waiting for results, drilling results at Warrantina, which are due very shortly. And we're also waiting on results from soil sampling at Fire Towers. It's a completely new area at the Fire Tower prospect, so we don't know what results are going to come back there, but it could be interesting. And, you know, we want to advance both of those projects as well more this year. You know, the market has somewhat written them off, and I think that's unfair given the high-grade gold mineralisation that we've seen at those two projects. So there's a lot going on there. And then finally, of course, we are constantly talking to other parties about different possible projects where we could buy those projects or joint venture those projects. You know, we prefer to buy 100% of a project. It gives us more latitude to do things with it at later stages. There's a lot going on there as well.
I think 2017 is going to be an interesting year for you guys, because the British media, I don't know if you've noticed it, they picked up on you last weekend, and you made a few of the broadsheets. So I think you're definitely getting a bit of attention now.
Yeah, well, we were in the Daily Mail, and I think Callum was on page 3, or was that somebody else? I can't remember.
he wasn't in the Sun.
No, he wasn't in the Sun. Sorry, I'm getting confused.
Sorry.
And that's all right. And so it was a good, that was good. And, you know, we're sort of getting the coverage that I think, you know, the success deserves. And, you know, we need to forge ahead now this year with more work and more activity. And that's partly why we brought Gemma Cryan on board last week. You know, she's an excellent geologist and a good team player, and someone we're very pleased to have on board with us. Look, hopefully we'll be able to make more additions to the team as we go forward here, as we get busier and hopefully busier on these various projects. And of course, the best thing that could happen for us as well would be that the gold price starts going up, because you know, we are, with the exception of Bromus, you know, we are a pure play gold explorer,
yeah,
in a very safe jurisdiction. And you know, I think those sorts of companies will be a lot more valuable in a few years if the gold price heads up as Trump starts to misstep.
Mentioned Trump there, and obviously a lot of people are watching it, so I think it's very interesting times ahead for America.
Yeah absolutely. I think it's going to be a volatile year all around.
It is. I've got to say thank you for answering your shareholders' questions, and obviously talking about the Metal Tiger thing, because I've watched social media and I see that buzzing about. And again, thanks very much, Javier. Thanks for joining us today.
No, it's my pleasure, Alex, and thanks. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Oh, hopefully, yeah. Thank you.